Oh, hello, I didn't see you there. This is Dr. Thaddeus Venture, and you're listening to the Long Box Guys. Whatever that means.
We're on the road, we're going home, to the place where wild nerds roam, with pretty girls and dudes and kids. Going to cons is our escape. It's like a pack of monkeys in a star-filled sky, where you can meet all your heroes and none of them fly.
Hey man, this is Kevin Smith, Silent Bob from all those terrible Jay and Silent Bob type pictures, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. Comics talk for comics fans.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Long Box Guys. My name is Tom Strange, and with me as always are some of my very best friends since I was a very little kid. LT, how you doing and what are you drinking?
I'm doing fine. I'm drinking some Tallymore from Lost Distilleries. It's delicious.
Excellent. Keep
how
going.
Are you doing? What are I'm you drinking?
Doing, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm drinking Johnny Walker Red. Because it's delicious, and I bought a whole bunch of it while I was in New Hampshire. God bless the New Hampshire state-run liquor stores. You got some great buys up there. You're not much of a liquor guy as much as the rest of us are, Josh. You're our beer connoisseur. How are you doing tonight? What are you drinking?
I'm doing really good, and I am drinking a Baby Bright from Treehouse. A lighter beer for lighter times.
Is that one that I would like?
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a good drinking, pretty good drinking beer, like easy drinking.
My favorite beer right now is Tom's Crean, and you tell me it's swill. Yeah, it's okay. Mikey, how you doing, and what are you drinking?
I'm doing excellent, and I am drinking a Angry Orchard hard cider because I like apples, but I'm too lazy to actually chew.
Ah, that's fair. Yeah. You know, you throw a piece of cheese on that and some ice cream on top. You totally wrecked that.
Yeah.
Speaking of wrecking a perfectly fine piece of pie, Al's Diner in outer space gets wrecked more than any other diner in known existence because of the main man. And the main man is the top of our discussion today, Lobo. Not just a corrupt cop, but a super cool guy.
All right, Lobo. Lobo is the last of a race called the Zarnians. Lobo is the...
Can I ask you a quick question from everyone real quick?
Sure.
Are we agreed that that's how you say that? Because I've been saying Karzarnians. I've been pronouncing the C.
Nobody pronounces the C in front of a Z.
You act like the C fucking... You act like that's a goddamn I before E thing, you fucking prick.
It pretty much is.
C before the Z is actually pronounced S.
Sarnians.
Sarnians, okay.
Yeah,
so
it's almost like a TS. Yeah.
Does it show up in any other word that I just am not seeing in the world?
If you spoke Slavic languages, you would know.
Be everywhere.
Well, Josh, you don't speak Slavic languages. Or
I don't. I just speak languages.
All right.
Anyway,
fine.
Zarnians. It's a race of folks who have amazing healing abilities and are resilient to damage and can survive in the vacuum of space. And one of the things a lot of people don't know about Lobo is that he is a very excellent scientist, as he created a virus / chemical that went past everybody's healing factor and killed everyone on his planet. So he would be the one and only main man. Now, he shows up early in an Omega Man comic book in the most ridiculous leotard anyone has ever put him in. But he was riding his space motorcycle. That's really his look, at least facially, came from. He is initially able to, every time he is cut, a drop of blood hits the ground and produces a temporary clone of himself. And he has amazing healing abilities and amazing fighting abilities. He's not portrayed initially as like super, super strong. But anyway, Vrildox of Legion fame sort of encounters him and forces him into a compact to work for the Legion Space Force. And while he is there, Vrildox finds a way to curtail his ability to clone himself.
He neutered him.
Sterilized.
Yeah, he neutered him.
Now, Lobo before that was a bounty hunter. He continues to work bounties and then all throughout Legion, he's sort of the brute enforcer for that team. And over the years, I think he has been portrayed more. I think his power level has been more variable than almost any other DC character I can think of. People portray him in wildly different power levels, where sometimes he's taken bullet fire and his healing factor is keeping him up, and in other instances he's going toe to toe with Superman.
Yeah, it varies more than Wolverine's height sometimes, for fuck's sake. Nerd joke.
Well, he can survive in the vacuum of space. That's another thing that's kind of important about him.
Yeah. Which I mentioned.
He did mention it.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. I'm too busy drinking.
That's fair.
One of his few weaknesses is if you throw him into the heart of a sun. That's a lot of people's weaknesses, but yeah.
That's a lot of people's weaknesses.
So his one weakness is not drowning. So he's
not drowning.
He's not going to be in any M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Thank goodness. Though Michael Bay might be portraying him in a movie very soon. I just read news about that they're thinking about making a Lobo standalone, which would be fun. And Michael Bay's the guy I want doing that.
Do you?
Yeah. I want a lot of explosions. I want a lot of blood. And I want to see some titties.
I want somebody a little darker than Michael Bay making the Lobo movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Tarantino.
Come on. What?
Oh,
Tarantino. He spent the entire time in one scene in the back room of a bar explaining what he's about to do, and then slow motion 20 minutes of him doing it. All right, that is cool. Fine. can we split it down the middle and give it to Rodriguez?
I want Michael Madsen playing Lobo. Yeah.
Can we split it down the middle and give it to Robert Rodriguez?
Michael Madsen?
Who's Michael? Yeah, who's Michael Madsen?
Michael Madsen. What are we talking about?
The guy from all his movies, like Kill Bill, and did I screw up the guy's last name?
I don't know.
All right, get back to me.
I don't know. Was it Froggy?
Talk amongst SBU, yourselves. Right? I'll like, check the name.
Like, he was on SBU for a while, right?
They don't all watch SBU.
Michael Madsen.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He
was also in Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, he's the guy that went nuts and cut off the guard's ear.
Did anyone see the fan-made Lobo short movie?
Yes, and it's one of your faves.
It's surprisingly good.
It's not surprisingly good. It's just plain good. That's fun.
Well, it's still a surprise because it's fan-made.
It's Michael Madsen.
Yeah. Was it?
Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen. What do I know for
these? He didn't care before.
He was playing Bud in Kill Bill. The guy in the trailer.
Yeah, okay. Really? That's who you want to play Lobo?
That is definitely who I want to play Lobo.
He used to be big.
Either him or Michael Rooker.
I do like Michael Rooker. I don't know. Now I have to think about this. It's in the queue. I'm thinking of actors now. It's in the queue.
Slap him in nothing but white makeup and put Terry Crews on a motorcycle. That's my guy. What?
Well, no, I'm not. I am less disputing the Terry Crews than Madsen.
Michael Madsen. Well, besides just trying to pick out who'd be good for him in the movies, let's also talk about some of the great story arcs. There's been some fun ones. I like it when he teams up with the superheroes. I like him when he's against superheroes. I liked him in some of the cartoons. Mike, you must have a favorite run.
Yeah, my favorite run is Legion.
Yeah.
I think that is the definitive Lobo. Yeah, he's just hilarious in it. He's had some other appearances. Now, he was originally made as a parody character to mock Wolverine and Punisher and all these hardcore guys of the 90s. But because people really liked these anti-heroes, he actually became really, really popular. Although I do have to say, other than the Legion run, anytime he had his dog, D-A-W-G, with him, I always thought that was a fun comic.
I mean, the dog that he eventually stomped to death.
To prove it wasn't his dog, yes.
Yeah.
But there's a happy ending to it because that dog reappears later on in different continuity. So either he didn't stomp dog to death or dog is also immortal, which is what I like to think.
Yeah, he's a Zarnian dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
He just regenerated and met Lobo at the bar. Yeah. And Lobo was like, "That's my dog."
He's like, "What the hell was that about?" At the time, I believe Dog was possessed by a neural djinn. D-G-I-N-N. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I thought you meant G-I-N. Yeah. Dog was just possessed by djinn. He had about four of them.
We've all been possessed by djinn.
Now, djinn makes a man and a dog mean.
In that run, was that the run where the world's greatest warrior from another planet tried to join Legion and they turned out to be 3 feet tall? Because that's one of
Gigantor.
That was one of Josh and I's favorite characters of all time.
Lobo was not there for the introduction to Gigantor.
Though Gigantor did love Lobo.
Yes. Well, he was a pretty brief character, mostly insulted by stealth as he got off his ship.
Yeah.
So
hilarious character. But he respected Lobo.
One of the great things about Lobo in that Legion run, though, is the whole reason that he gets involved is because Beck accidentally runs over a space dolphin and Lobo tracks him down to kill him. And Vril Dox beats Lobo in a fist fight. Now, Vril Dox obviously cheated by doing it. But after that, Lobo now respects him, and Vril Dox uses Lobo to do all the dirty work that he knows he can't get other people in Legion to do.
He's basically a one-man suicide squad.
Yeah. I like to think of it more as the wet works of Legion.
Sure,
and
that's too.
Funny you should mention one-man suicide squad, because in the New 52, it was revealed that Lobo was part of the very first Amanda Waller Suicide Squad. He was one of the villains that they used, and he was captured and held in status until rescued by Batman in the Justice League.
And they get a bob in him.
And he shows up in Justice League America?
Yeah, Batman Justice League, because he thought Justice League wasn't handling his business and he was going to form his own Justice League. And he recruits Lobo by setting off the bomb in Lobo's head, exploding it, and then Lobo, of course, regenerates, and Batman's like, "You're welcome."
Hey, you're welcome. You set a bomb off in my head. You, sir, are welcome.
Thanks for the bomb, Batman.
Lobo has not been the same since the New 52. They've got two different guys claiming to be the real Lobo. One's this looks more like the Omega Men Lobo, and then the main man version of Lobo.
Can we call him the skinny douchebag Lobo?
Yeah, sure, that'll work.
Sure. All right, skinny douchebag Lobo is not my Lobo. I do not care for this fellow.
No, he has not tried to take out a bounty on Santa Claus that the Easter Bunny was trying to whack him for. So,
truth. And now Lobo has a child in continuity.
I was
or someone who looks like him.
Little Lobo.
I like Little Lobo. Lobo.
Oh my God, he's horrible! How dare you?
I just want to warn people away from it, Mike. We got to send up red flags sometimes in this podcast, and I know we're not supposed to diss what we hate.
But if you read the Young Justice, I think it's number 32, where Little Lobo tries to date Empress, it's hilarious.
Let's not forget Slobo.
Because Little Lobo is hypnotized into trying to be respectable. And he takes Empress to a fancy restaurant, and the restaurant has entertainment, and every time somebody snaps their fingers, he becomes his regular self and goes off on people, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, lobotomized is what Little Lobo is, or should be. See what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
Yeah. All right.
Tommy, have you told us your favorite run yet?
I like when he comes to Earth in Aquaman number 4 from 1994 to kill people that are that have captured one of his space dolphins and just goes off. And Aqualad's friend, I forget her name, are there.
Darlene.
Susan.
Now you're just doing it on purpose.
And they know better to get out of Lobo's way, and And it's a pretty cool comic, and obviously Aquaman gets involved, and it's a good story, and Porm has to explain that. I love Tom's face right now.
Porm has to explain that every time you mention Porm.
That Aquaman is a good guy and that he's on the side of dolphins.
Can we create – I'm going to go out right now and find out if the URL Porm Hub is taken. And that is going to be our Super Pets website.
All right. So there have been a lot of –
I'm all in.
So one of my favorite runs other than Legion is the New 52. And I've told you guys time and time again – excuse me, not New 52, 52.
Thank you, because that New 52 run sucked for him.
Yeah, I'm talking about 52. Grant Morrison was writing all the space stuff, and it is when Lobo comes in contact with Starfire, Adam Strange, and Animal Man, and he has become a pacifist to the Dolphin God, and he is running a church, which is actually more of a cult, and has taken a vow of nonviolence, which does not sit well when the monster comes to fight them all, and they're like, please help us, Lobo. And he's like, sorry, man, can't do it. That is one of the best iterations, I think, of Lobo in his natural habitat space.
I agree with you on that. I thought you were saying skinny douchebag Lobo, no. Or emo Lobo, or millennial Lobo.
Nope.
Any one of those combinations was the one you liked. Because that guy sucked. No. Did anyone not give their favorite storyline in? Josh, did you give yours?
I mean, I agree with Mike that Legion really is the best representation and the best storyline for Lobo. If you just want to know the character and see him sort of in a world where he actually interacts with other people rather than just jumping in middle of some comic to be the MacGuffin for the day for someone to beat up. I think that's the best place to go. But I have to say, from a pure entertainment standpoint, all of the holiday stuff they do for Lobo is just solid gold.
For me, one of the fun ones was back in, I think it was Justice League.
International.
Thank you. Justice League International, when Lobo, the main man, and Superman are captured by the Collector, or someone like the Collector, to be put in their space zoo. Do you guys remember which one I'm talking about?
No, I thought you were talking about the one where he and Guy Gardner fight.
That was hilarious, too. There's one when he and Superman are captured. I think it had one or two other Legionnaires, but it's really, for me, mostly about Lobo and Superman trying to break out of this intergalactic zoo and working together. And it was a lot of fun because Superman and Lobo kind of were at loggerheads for what to do with the zookeeper, which they finally turn over to all the very, very dangerous animals that were on that particular spaceship. It's just a fun cartoon. Lasted the entire 22 minutes. Flew right by. A good one to have a couple of drinks through. Just a fun one. Real fun. And the last time he showed up in a cartoon was very recently. He showed up in the Teen Titans, and that was a fun one, too. I enjoyed seeing him. Young Justice. I enjoyed everything about that, except I'm still in my head thinking that the horrible motorcycle that they had in there, that was his motorcycle, was just like, oh, well, just put that in as a holding place and we'll put a nice motorcycle in later. Because it's mostly just a flying triangle and it looks like shit. And I'm like, if that's the placeholder and they forgot to put it in, I forgive it. If not, you lazy fucks, come on. I'll chip in a couple bucks for a decent space motorcycle.
So we talked about Young Justice last week. Go check out that episode. But we mentioned that at the end of every Young Justice episode in season 3, they have something just sleeping. And in that episode, when they go to the credits, they have the soft music, and it's just his finger that got cut off earlier in the battle just lying there. And I was trying to explain to my daughter how dangerous it was that they left that finger there, because that could grow an entire new Lobo.
It's true. Maybe that's how they get little Lobo into Young Justice.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. John.
Wow.
Oh, and we've already seen, what's his name, the mystic child. It's the the child witch, the kid, what's the name of that?
Witch boy.
Witch boy. Witch boy. Clarion the Witch Boy is what brings Little Lobo back in the first place, and we have seen him as part of the light. So good call, Josh.
Clarion's a prominent character in the whole Young Justice series. So
yeah, all right, we might actually see that. Good eye. I'm going to give you total dibs if this comes to fruition.
That shows up.
Yeah.
Fruition.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about some of the secondary characters. I mentioned Al's Diner kind of quickly, but it's kind of fun to note that he goes back to the same place to get food all the time, and that place is blown apart almost every single time he shows up. Darlene and Al, the only two people who are stupid enough to keep working there, put up with it because the city usually gets mostly destroyed too, and when they rebuild the diner, they're the only place for everyone to eat. So it's been a mixed blessing for Darlene and Al having Lobo show up all the time.
Also, on just other media, we were talking about Young Justice. I was told, but cannot confirm, that they hinted of his upcoming arrival in the Supergirl TV show. Does anybody watch the Supergirl TV show?
I'm like 2 seasons behind.
Okay.
So, no.
I heard the same rumor, though.
I would like to see that. I just want to see who they get.
Word on the street is that guy from SUV.
And, Mike, you know, Martian Manhunter is in later seasons of Supergirl.
Yeah, I know. I've
is that the only reason you're watching?
Yeah.
Okay, just check. Yeah.
Any other secondary characters you guys want to mention?
Nope.
We talked about the motorcycle. We talked a little bit about Dog, who's hilarious. How about Miss Tribb? The only other known Kazarian to survive, the only known Kazarian to survive the plague.
I don't believe that she exists.
Ah.
It's fair.
Okay, fine, fair enough. He does kill her in front of Vril Dox, who has paid a bounty for her to be captured. But if you don't believe she exists, we'll just move on. Tommy, any last words on Lobo?
It's a main man. Better watch out, all you bastitches.
Did you guys see how many nicknames he has in his Wikipedia page?
Yeah.
Oh.
It is astounding. These are his notable aliases. The Main Man, The Bow, Master Frag, The Last Caesarian, Mr. Machete, Scourge O the Cosmos, The Ultimate Bastage, Machete Man, El Cazadores, and The Lord of Death.
Oh, nice.
Phil. Just puts on a pair of glasses.
That's the douchebag one.
Hi, I'm Phil. I hate that guy. I don't care if he can kill everything. Literally everything. I still hate that emo prick.
Okay.
All right. We're going to wrap that up, and we're going to go talk about the front of the law box this week. I know. That came right up.
Yeah.
Mikey.
Snuck right up on him.
What do you got in the front of the law box, you bastard?
At the front of the long box this week, I have Deathstroke. So I have been trying to catch up on my 7 boxes of comics that have been building up. And I have just plowed through 30 issues of the latest Rebirth Deathstroke written by Christopher Priest. I'm a huge Christopher Priest fan, but I am not going to tell everybody to go out and read the series because it is not as good as his Black Panther or Quantum Woody run. But I will say to you, Tom, especially, if you're going to check out one issue of this series, that's Deathstroke number 11 from the Rebirth. And there's a couple reasons. First, Christopher Priest addressed the issue of gun violence in Chicago in a very interesting way by having Deathstroke be hired, and I'm using air quotes, by a group of mothers who have lost their children in drive-by shootings in Chicago. And they go on to the dark web and hire Deathstroke to come to Chicago and kill all the gang members. And he starts doing it. He comes face-to-face with the Creeper, who makes his return to the New 52 continuity, and it is a great throwdown fight between Deathstroke and the Creeper, And it really tackles the whole gun violence issue and what begets what and what works and what doesn't to end these cycles of violence.
It kind of reminds me of something that's been going around about Batman lately. He says, if you kill a killer, the number of killers in the world stays exactly the same. To which the Punisher replies, not if I keep going. I like that quote. Fuck you guys.
It does sound like the Punisher.
Why is Batman talking to the Punisher?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just some a meme someone made. I thought it was cool. But that one does sound cool. Of course, gun violence in Chicago, a horrible, horrible scourge. And it's tough to just talk about in a comic book form because it doesn't really lend itself to that because the issue is so serious. I will definitely check that one out. Thank you. Tommy, do you have anything as good as that in the back of the long box?
Well, it's a little bit more lighthearted than that. It's Star Wars Lando, Double or Nothing.
You know I love me some Lando.
I know. It's a story of Lando from the earlier days when he still had the Millennium Falcon. And him and L3 have taken a smuggling job to smuggle some weapons to some people that are enslaved by the Empire, working to refurbish some droids. And it's a pretty good story. I recommend it if you're a big Lando fan.
Is this the new Marvel stuff?
It is new Marvel stuff.
Okay. Is this the miniseries that Lando had, or is this just a story out of one of their comics?
It's like the second trade. But it's kind of in his younger years before the Solo movie.
Oh, so like a Donald Glover-ish kind of...
A Donald Glover-ish Lando, yes.
Yeah, I love some of that Lando.
He's got some great Lando.
He still has the Millennium Falcon, and L3 is still his partner.
I got me a nice Lando cape from Think Geek for Christmas for myself. It looks really nice. Fits like a glove. That's a little tangential. Sorry about that.
Was it?
But fitting? Tangents is mostly your purview there, Josh. Got a tangent for us?
Yeah, I got a quick and easy one today. Three favorite people born on the same day you were.
How was that quick and easy? I've never looked that up.
Well, now you know. Google it, motherfucker.
Everyone's going to Google it. Everyone drinking. All right, Josh, you got to keep drinking until we all answer.
I don't want anybody to know my birthday, so I'm going to tell you my three favorite people born on Andy's birthday.
That's fair. I'm just going to go. So I've got Bela Lugosi, Tom Petty, and John Krasinski. Okay, so maybe it wasn't easy. I mean, just like, you know.
I don't know any of these people they're saying are celebrities.
That's because we're old. All right, I got a good one right off the bat. Dr. Seuss. All right.
That's a good one.
I'm good with that. Yeah. That's a good one. Anyone have any fun Dr. Seuss trivia? I got one. Why did he write Green Eggs and Ham? Anyone know?
Green Eggs and Ham?
No, there are two reasons, actually. One was he had a bet with someone that he could write an entire book using only 28 words. That might be wrong. The number of words is wrong, but it was a limited number of words. Also, it was part of the war effort to get people to eat some of the rationed meats that were green eggs and or ham. All right, so Dr. Seuss is my favorite one so far.
Well, I've got all three of them. First, Andy, due to our good friend, master genetic engineer. Richard Nixon and J.K. Simmons.
Okay. I do like me J.K. Simmons. Does anybody watch Counterpart? It's a phenomenal TV show.
I really should watch that one. That sounds great.
You should.
Yeah.
Really should. I'm just trailing off here because I know you guys are still looking.
I don't like any of my other guys. All right, I'll go with Method Man. All right, fine.
You can't find a better celebrity than Method Man on your birthday.
Not one that he likes. That's fine. Well, stick to your guns.
Stick to your guns. Keep looking.
All right, I'm going to go with Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
Amy Schumer.
Oh. He's winning right now.
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, God herself.
Oh, wow. That's ironic.
Not ironic.
Don't you think?
I really do.
little too ironic.
It's a jagged little pill, but I'm sticking with it.
So, Tom, are we just waiting on you, Tom?
I think so.
You got Method Man. That's the list of people. That's what you got.
Well, I had Dr. Seuss. I'm keeping with Dr. Seuss.
Right. All right, Dr. Seuss.
King Robert II of Scotland, born March 2nd, 1316.
You went with Robert the Bruce?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, you don't like Robert the Bruce?
No, all the Scots love Robert the Bruce.
Damn right they do.
Did you watch the Chris Pine Robert the Bruce movie?
I did not. Is it good?
It's worth watching.
All right. Then I will watch it.
It's not great, but it's not awful.
Yeah, I saw the first good 10 minutes of it.
Well, you said good 10 minutes. Were you lying?
I don't know if it was the good 10 minutes. I know that's the only 10 minutes I could watch of it.
It's not the worst period film I've seen in a while.
See, and I was going to ask you how many minutes you had to go through to see the first good 10 minutes.
Well, I gave up.
Oh, wait, I got Mikhail Gorbachev, too.
Gorbachev? Wait, what?
Mikhail Gorbachev.
We know who he is.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Yeah. Which is weird that's your go-to.
Yeah.
Why not? Mikhail Gorbachev brought the Soviet Union out of the Cold War.
Sure.
Helped normalize relations with the United States, brought us into SALT II.
That's like saying I brought myself to dinner because I ran out of money and went to a homeless shelter.
Except you didn't use the very last spork you had to try to stab someone in the eye and take their food. It's a little more nuanced than that, Joshua.
No, yeah, Josh was much more civilized than that. He used a shiv like you should.
Right.
Are you kidding? A spork is dangerous. I still have a spork wound from young Josh.
That's right.
That's why young Lobo terrifies me so much. All right, so I didn't have anyone great. That's okay. I'm good
with
that.
Okay.
I am the best on my birthday. That's what I think.
Look, man, I have God and the voice of God.
Excellent points.
True.
All right. Well, that brings us over to plugs. And this being February, our favorite plug is easily going to be Pensacon.
Yeah.
Mike, we just got tapped for another panel that we're going to have to do.
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
Looking forward to making that panel up.
27 panels and 2 events. And what else are we doing? What are we at?
I'm exhausted just knowing all the stuff we're doing at Pensacon.
Seriously, what's the other panel? Guys,
the other panel is going to be Red versus Blue, political parties as seen in comic books. And Josh, we were going to spare everyone else that one and just argue between Mike and myself because we've already got a packed timeline. But everyone is invited to join in if you'd like. Please feel free to jump in and say, yeah, I'll take Republican or I'll take Democrat. But me and Mike think we have this one.
Yeah, he's taking Tories and I'm taking the Whigs.
I thought I was going to do know-nothings. I pulled out a third party on you, bastard. No, you know what? I'm going Bull Moose. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So Pensacon is in 17 days, 18 hours, 4.5 minutes.
Ooh, that is coming up fast, guys.
Yeah. Like a bullet train full of fucking panels.
Yeah.
So
if you want the complete list of panels we're doing, it is Civil Rights and Social Justice Movements as reflected in comic books. Horrible stereotypes in comic books. Stupid supervillains and why we love them. The Last Nerd Standing
Trivia Contest.
Red versus Blue, political affiliations in comic books. And last but not least, Nerd Karaoke.
With the Linos.
Who have been nice enough to take that over for us, but we're definitely going to be there.
Taking credit, yeah. Where credit possibly isn't due, but whatever.
They've been practicing.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping this becomes
Because I can't sing.
None of us can sing. I don't know, can your daughter sing, Mike?
I can't sing.
You never ask your daughter if she can sing? A monster.
She's got that problem with her throat because of the thing they put in her chest. So sometimes she loses her voice.
You make it impossible to make a joke about stuff like that because I know how serious that is and I know how nice your daughter is. Yeah, I want to say something.
Make fun of her epilepsy.
Yeah, I want to. I can't because she's too nice. She's a sweet young girl.
Go ahead and make a dick and throat joke on the poor girl. Just do it.
I can't.
I know.
See, I wouldn't have gone there, Josh. I would have said, you mean tracking device, right, Mike?
See, that would have worked.
Yeah.
It's not mean, but not funny. Mean. Good on you, LT.
That'd be more funny.
I've been drinking all podcast.
Well, we're going to have a great time there, and we hope to see a lot of our good friends there. Diane, we know you're going to be down there. Looking forward to seeing some of your new cosplay. I saw some of your Captain America stuff you made. It looks terrific.
Hopefully Chris Mitchell will be there again.
Oh, we'd love to see Chris. Chris can jump on any of our panels that he likes to. He can take them all over.
I have a surprise cosplay.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah, you mentioned that, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You want to give us even a hint?
A hint? I'll give you a hint. All right. Well, first of all, let me just say straight out of the gate, I Googled this name and cosplay, and not a single image came up. I have not found a single cosplay of this character.
So Dog Welder.
Jack of Hearts?
No, I bet you Dog Welder cosplay comes right up.
Yeah.
And it is a DC character, which I not usually I don't usually do. And I'm trying to think of a hint that will be obscure enough not to give it right off right away. So
I'm just looking at you with your magnificent beard. So I'm beard. So I'm going to go with somebody that has a beard. So I'm going to guess. I'm just going to guess.
Is it Bebo?
Starman from Legion of Superheroes.
That is incorrect, but it's a good guess, Mike. That is a good hint. Yeah, the beard is part of the cosplay.
Are you Bear?
Bear is not DC.
Bear is DC.
Bear from New Gods.
Yeah.
Oh, New Gods. No, yeah. Not Bear from New Gods.
Have a beard.
Bear has, doesn't he? Seems like he should.
He's got chops, yeah. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got those chops. Those magnificent chops.
So, I'm working on the cosplay. Christina's helping me out.
Is it Lobo?
Not
Lobo, but Lobo. Oh my God, I can't remember. I can't believe we didn't mention Timberwolf.
I just ordered one of my cosplay costumes this week.
Oh
is it the Lazy Spider-Man?
Yeah, well, no, it's not Lazy Spider-Man.
Is it?
It's Peter B. Parker. That's what I'm going as.
You just order a Spider-Man t-shirt that's too small for you.
I ordered a medium.
Hey, we got some great sweatpants
and a bagel.
And a bagel.
Bagels are delicious. Yeah, there's no way a bagel's making it through the whole con. You're going to get hungry at some point.
I'm going to have multiple bagels in those pockets.
Okay,
I have like a six pack of bagels.
Don't forget your Ziploc bag, Mike. Keep a fresh bagel on you. Don't be a monster.
Keep a fresh bagel is Mike's new catchphrase.
That's right.
And at the trivia contest, I might be whipping the bagels at people, and everybody will have to yell, bagel when it hits.
Bagel.
Bagel. Bagel. That's a great costume. We should all be Peter B. Parker or a variation of a Spider-Man. If I have to be a variation, I'll try to be Peter Parker a car. That's a toughie. But this is one of our favorites. Tommy, you all set for Pensacola? Is there anything crazy you're doing? You don't cosplay as much as the rest of us, really.
He's comfort cosplays.
Yeah.
Comfort cosplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got some great new pieces for my Luke Cage. I wasn't happy with the crown for a long time. I got a professionally made one. It looks a little bit more stagey than I usually have, but it's super comfortable.
All right. Has everyone picked their celebrity you're going to try to convince? Come to karaoke.
Yes, Christian Cage.
Who's that?
The wrestler.
Oh,
Christian.
Okay. Yeah, because have you heard him sing? He's actually got a really good voice.
Huh.
Didn't he have a rock band? They opened for Fozzy once, I think.
I don't know.
I think they did. I'll try for the girl who does the voice for the Soviet secret agent on Archer.
Okay.
She doesn't seem like she has that much going on at night. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah.
LT, you got a target?
I haven't come up with a target yet.
Hard no from Tony, by the way. Hard no.
Really?
It was actually a hell no. I hate that shit. Drunk secretaries can't be any better than drunk nerdy secretaries, I think he said.
Wow.
Yeah. Tony.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm going straight for Trisha Helfer. I'm all in on Trisha Helfer. She's getting the hug warning. She's getting the
chips in.
Getting a karaoke speech. I'm just all in on Trisha Helfer.
Try to get Erin Gray's a ham. She might love to come on down.
I think Jonathan Frakes.
That would be a fun.
He might. Yeah.
He would be fun.
I think we can get Shatner.
I don't think we can get anywhere near Shatner.
Oh, we're getting near Shatner.
We're getting near Shatner. Hey, Shatner, carry
on. We might have to leverage Tony as a escort. Like, we're escorting him back to his table, like, through a green room, and just intercept Shatner.
You know what? I think we might be able to get James Urbanek, the guy who does Dr. Venture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe, yeah, yeah.
Because he doesn't – that's not a voice. That's his normal voice. He's not – that's what he sounds like.
That's
so,
what the dude sounds like.
So he would be awesome to get because he would just be – it'd be Dr. Adventure singing karaoke. How awesome would that be?
That cannot be easy to get girls cool. with. Hey!
Or Kevin Conroy because yeah. he's Juilliard trained.
Oh.
Oh. And it'd be awesome to hear Batman singing karaoke.
Oh, what's the one song Batman has sung in public to appease a curse put on Wonder Woman by Cersei?
Oh, shit. I just
named the song. Alec Trivia. Come on, guys. Don't look it up.
Damn it. Beep boop.
Oh, Josh, you're doing good there.
Jono, wait for it. Don't shit.
Five.
I can't think of it.
Four. Three. Two. One, am I blue?
Yes. Oh, man.
Am I? Zatanna, how'd you know he'd have such a great singing voice? Look at the guy. Dark and brooding, he's got to have a great singing voice. And that episode was something about the Island of Pigs or something. Cersei had turned a bunch of the superheroes into pigs.
Yeah, she turned Wonder Woman into a pig. They kept trying to get her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They kept on trying to put lipstick on her.
It's true.
I'm sorry, that might be a different
thing. That was Sarah Palin.
Oh, Pinky and the Brain are going to be there?
Pinky
Come on.
And Brain could be there.
That would be
They could do their own karaoke. Theme song. We already have that in the karaoke thing.
Oh.
That would be sweet. So, speaking of sweet, I wish Kirby Crackle was going to be there to do karaoke with us. Kirby Crackle provides our geek rock music every week. You can check him out at kirbycracklemusic.com or listen to the beginning and end of our podcast.
What song did you play at the beginning this time there, Mikey?
Going Home, same song we play every week, and Ring Capacity at the end.
I love Ring Capacity. That's one of the few songs that, since it made it to my running playlist, has never left my running playlist.
Oh.
Very few have made it that long. That and Missionary Man, because that's the wrestling theme that I used to come out to.
We should also mention that the Linos, Tammy and Ian, are going to be hosting that karaoke. And you can check out their website, geekorthodox.com.
Geekorthodox.com.
Hi, Tammy.
Geekorthodox.com, purveyor of all fine geeky things, including stained glass clings, socks, T-shirts, Johnny Skywalker glasses, which we are all drinking out of today. So go check them out at geekorthodox.com for the geek in your life, the perfect all one-stop shopping spot.
Plus, they're super nice, and they always have great cosplay. Everyone, top cosplays that the Linos have done. Mine is
Spaceballs.
That's mine, too. Spaceballs. They did Princess – what's the name Vespa. Of the princess?
Princess Vespa.
And Princess Vespa's stunt double.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Though the doctor from Archer and his good. Yeah, and
his hologram braid.
And his hologram bride. Did you say braid?
Bride?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I said braid.
It's bride.
Yeah, braid.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure I've heard it both ways.
Yeah. No way. He hasn't heard it both ways.
That's funnier. Kruger, Dr. Kruger. All right, I guess that does it for us this week, guys.
Yeah.
Mikey, what's this podcast like to you?
It's like Drunk History, but for comics.
Terrific. Tommy, anything, any last words?
This may not be the podcast you desire, but it's definitely the podcast you deserve.
Excellent. And Josh, We're going to be flying into Atlanta, renting a car, putting on dark sunglasses, and driving all the way. Is that stretch of road your sector?
Absolutely, and people better get the fork out of my way.
And what are we going to do if we see a ladder?
We're going to swerve, and you're not going to pay attention.
We're going to say, not today, Death.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
And don't forget what I always say. Don't diss what you hate. Just promote what you love. You'll probably live longer. I love you guys, and bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Ian and Tammy can lay in the bed. You can be in the middle of them, but you're going to put your head down at their feet.
Yeah, that way we all have room.
Yeah.
I'm not being a perv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being polite.
Exactly.